This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. We are very happy to welcome in Logan Weber into the show. We'll talk some college basketball coming up in a bit. But before we do that, Rob had the idea of doing a Saturday Night Live draft. So this is the basis, the rules for the draft. You are making your own movie. You can only have cast members that were on Saturday Night Live. So you are making the movie poster. You're making a movie. It can be in your mind, whatever kind of movie you want to make. But they had to have starred on Saturday Night Live. Rob, let's go four people apiece. Is that a fair number here? We got three people. Let's go four people apiece. Logan, you have the first pick. Welcome in. Rob has the second pick. I have the third and fourth pick. We'll go in a snake-style draft celebrating 50 years of Saturday Night Live. Basically, anybody who has been funny over the last 50 years at one point has been on the SNL cast. Logan, you have the first pick. Rob, hit the music!
Man, I love this subject because I'm a kid who grew up watching Saturday Night Live every single weekend of my entire childhood. My parents absolutely love the show, still watch it regularly. I love this thought because I'm sort of taking an approach of an actor or an actress who can hit on multiple genres, like a comedic actor who can also play serious roles. And because of that, my first pick, I'm going with Adam Sandler. Who a tremendous comedic actor, whether it is, you know, Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison, whatever it might be. But he's also got tremendous serious acting roles. Like, he was phenomenal in Uncut Gems. I thought that was such a good movie. He did that movie a few years ago, Hustle, that's on Netflix, sort of a basketball. I thought it was a decent enough movie. I like a guy who has a little bit of a Swiss Army knife. He can hit a couple of different genres depending on where I'd like to go with it. I'm going with Adam Sandler.
All right, Adam Sandler, the number one overall pick in our SNL draft. Rob, you have the number two overall pick. Where are you going?
I'll take Bill Murray. Bill Murray might be the most decorated member of the SNL cast in history. Like, there's a lot in this category, but Bill Murray is one of those guys, and think of the movies he's done. Even in his elder time, you put him in a movie, it's going to hit. I'll take Bill Murray 2 overall because it's going to cross generations.
Number one, I can't believe you said that Bill Murray is the most decorated SNL cast member. That seems inherently false to me. I can't believe you guys have allowed me to take this person with the third pick and the third and fourth pick. I'm not here to waste anybody's time. With the third overall pick, I'm taking Eddie Murphy.
Fair.
I'm making a movie. He is the biggest movie star of any of the people that have ever been on Saturday Night Live, and that's no disrespect to Adam Sandler, who I would have taken if he was on the board. You're also going to give me Will Ferrell? Yes.
Will Ferrell is going to be my next pick. I had to get Murray early.
Yeah, I'm taking Eddie Murphy and I'm taking Will Ferrell here if I'm making a movie. Eddie Murphy, you can argue, saved Saturday Night Live. You can argue he saved it. Yes, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell. I love my two picks. I only got two more picks to go. I feel like I'm off to a great start.
I really wanted Will Ferrell here. I thought he would make it to the second round, but lo and behold, he didn't. I'm kind of stuck here. Eddie Murphy's a great pick. I'll take Do I take Dan Aykroyd? Do I stay old? Do I stay in that old lane?
Are you making a movie in Are you making a movie in 1985 or 2025? Because if you want to have Bill Murray and Chevy Chase and all the Dan Aykroyd, you can have them right now. I'll give them to you.
I'll take Mike Myers. Mike Myers, my next pick. I mean, Mike Myers still draws. Mike Myers still has great movies. Mike Myers has done SNL movies before that are produced by Lorne Michaels. They work. I will take with my second pick. I'll take Mike Myers.
That's a good pick. Mike Myers That's such a good.
He falls in that older category a little bit.
Is he a top five pick though?
I don't know.
Is he top five with the amount of people that have come through Saturday Night Live? He's top five.
He wouldn't be in my top five, but okay. he is one of those guys like I was talking about who can cross over into multiple genres, whether, you know, he's done great comedy movies like Wayne's World, but he's also done, you know, children's movies like A Cat in the Hat, and he was in like Bohemian Rhapsody and Darkest Hour. He's done some more serious roles too. With my pick, sixth overall, I'm actually going to take Bill Hader, who was on SNL for years and years. And I don't know if you've ever seen Barry on HBO. Phenomenal television show. Tremendous comedic actor with outstanding timing. I think Bill Hader is a phenomenal actor. He would be my next pick. With the third pick I've got, I would have to, you know, I'm looking for a female to star in the film, right? Yeah. I need a female
lead.
You
do need a woman in this movie.
And I'm leaning between one of two names, and I'm kind of trying to decipher between the two. If I want to take a comedic approach, no, I'll go with my gut. I'm going to go with Tina Fey, who, great comedic actor. She was wonderful in 30 Rock, but she's also done, you know, similar roles and serious roles in that respect. I'm gonna go with Tina Fey to be my lead actress in this thing.
Okay, you're going with Tina Fey here. All right, so we are doing an SNL draft. They have celebrated 50 years of one of the most iconic shows on television, and we are making our own movie. You have to take four actors or actresses that starred on the show. Logan has his first three picks in: Adam Sandler, Bill Hader, and Tina Fey. Rob has Bill Murray and Mike Myers. I guess he's trying to remake Austin Powers with his movie. I guess we'll have to learn a little bit more about the plot of what his movie is going to be. I have Eddie Murphy and Will Ferrell. Those are my two selections. I have two left. Rob has two left. Logan only has one more pick. All right, Rob, it is back to you, my friend.
I like where Logan's headed. I was thinking female cast member here. I'm mad he took Tina Fey, but I'll run to the board and take Amy Poehler. Amy Poehler is, they're honestly kind of a combo deal. Like, they do a lot of stuff together. They did the Golden Globes together, but Amy Poehler was fantastic in Parks and Rec. That is one of the better network television shows for comedy we've seen the last 20 years. I was tempted to go Kate McKinnon here, but I think Amy Poehler is funnier, so I'll take Amy Poehler, my third pick.
Okay, all right. This is my question here because I want to be sure. Can you take someone who is no longer alive? I just want to know how we're playing.
I haven't been taking deceased.
Okay, I just want to know.
That's just me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had no
preference
one way or the other.
You said build a movie that's going to be in 2025. If your third star is Chris Farley, not great.
Okay, that's why I wanted to know. I wanted to make sure of what kind of movie we were making and when it was going to be set, because I think that's very important. All right, now aim with this knowledge, because I want to make a complete movie. I really think Jimmy Fallon's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking Jimmy Fallon, and I think I'm trying to make a little bit of a different kind of movie. If you guys are going to take an actress, I'll take an actress. I'll take Kristen Wiig.
That's the one I was trying to decide between. Because I think Tina Fey's hilarious. The other one I was thinking of was Kristen Wiig.
I love Bridesmaids. Hilarious film. Hilarious movie. All right, so I have my four. Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Jimmy Fallon, Kristen Wiig. Those are my four. Rob, you have one more pick. Logan, you have one more pick. We're doing an SNL draft celebrating their 50 years.
All right, here's my question. It can be a guy who was one and done on the cast, right?
Please don't do what you're about
to
do.
Here he goes.
I had this name plugged. I was going to take it third.
Robert Downey Jr.
No!
Robert Downey Jr. is off the board. Robert Downey Jr. was, in fact, a cast member, albeit one year. He was wildly unsuccessful on the show. That's because of his personal life, which is, at the time, full of other demons. But since getting clean, all he does is pump out Marvel hits and non-Marvel hits. He was great in Oppenheimer. Robert Downey Jr. was on SNL. Robert Downey Jr. is my final pick.
Okay. Oh, that breaks my heart a little bit.
All right, go
ahead. I was absolutely.
There's actually a lot of, like, now looking at the people that are going to end up being undrafted in this movie. There is a lot of people that have starred in movies that are just not going
to
be selected.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to look down this list that you're going to be like, oh, I didn't even realize that person was on there. All right, if you're taking Downey, because like I said, I'm looking, you know, is this a serious movie? Is it a comedic movie? Is it a little bit of both? Right.
I don't know what kind of movie you're trying to make right now.
I don't
Let
either.
Me see with your fourth pick what kind
either.
Of movie you're trying to make.
I think all three of them, right, can kind of do both, where it can be a little bit serious at times. Have you ever seen the movie This Is Where I Leave You? It has Tina Fey
Adam
in
Adam Driver,
it.
Jason yes. Bassett in that
it's,
movie. Yeah.
It's I really do love that movie. It's very, very serious. It's a Jewish family that's like trying to... you know, they're sitting Shiva for their dad's, you know, death, but it's wildly hilarious at the same time. So I'm kind of looking for a movie like in that vein. So I'm going to take Bob Odenkirk. Very, you know, it doesn't seem like the kind he was on there. He was on SNL for years, but like between Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, along with his comedic timing.
Are you making a comedy or a drama? I don't really know if your movie's going to be
it's
that
like
funny.
It's going to be like a dramedy, I think, is where I'm going with this.
You got a straight-to-Netflix release. That's what he's got. Rob, he's got Adam Sandler and Bill Hader. This movie is going to cost $110 million on Netflix, and nobody is going to watch it.
He made, what's that Adam Sandler movie we all hate? Funny People. He made Funny
yeah,
People.
That's what he made. He made Funny People, too. That's what you drafted.
That's why I'm in sports, not directing.
That's what you drafted. You drafted Funny People too. You have Adam Sandler, Bill Hader, Tina Fey, and Bob Odenkirk. Rob has Bill Murray, Michael Myers, Amy Poehler, and Robert Downey Jr., who feels like it's a little bit of cheating, but you know what? I'll give it to Rob. I have Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Jimmy Fallon, and Kristen Wiig if I am making a movie. Those are our participants in the Saturday Night Live draft. It has been 50 years. Congratulations to them. It is one of the most iconic shows in television history.